let's begin with you, Shannon. Hundreds of homeless in downtown Jacksonville alone. A couple of years ago, this effort to really get at the root of this took hold. Tell us about what's been going on the last couple of years and where things stand as we kick off the new year.
Well, it all started in November of 2011. We had 85 volunteers walk the streets of downtown interviewing the homeless to identify who was in the most vulnerable, literally who was going to die the fastest if we didn't get them off the streets. We easily found over 400 people and interviewed 387 of them. We then identified who was most at risk and really collaboratively worked together to identify housing and get them off the streets and into permanent housing with appropriate supports so that they would no longer be homeless.
How does the Veterans Affairs arm of this, Sean, factor in?
Well, this is a really big initiative for the Department of Veterans Affairs. We have our five-year plan to end veterans homelessness. We're approaching 2015, and we're about 2 years left to go. So this is a really big emphasis for the VA. But we can't do it necessarily from the national level. So it's critical that we partner with our local agencies, our homeless coalitions, our public housing authorities, the city government, and other nonprofits to make sure we're properly collaborating, talking, sharing resources, and identifying the appropriate people to house and house them quickly.
And this month, you're going to be doing a new survey and setting a new goal, yes?
Yes. On the 22nd, we're trying to get as many community volunteers to join us. The Homeless Coalition is conducting an annual count all over all three counties. We're trying to identify everyone who's homeless and also determine their level of need so we can really develop a strategy that will comprehensively address everyone's needs.
You think you can really end this problem in the urban core?
I think we'll never end homelessness. Until we eliminate poverty, we won't end homelessness. But we can really transform how we're dealing with homelessness so people are not homeless for extended periods of time, where we catch them quickly and get them into housing.
Sean Liu.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that we're doing. We're really trying to take this from the bottom up, identifying people who have been homeless for the longest amount of time, who are using the most amount of resources, and often in the past have been the hardest to house. We're going after them first and saying, all right, we need to focus our resources on you. And we've seen a really big difference, not only in our community, but this is a best practice that's happening nationwide. So other communities around the country are using the same tactics and are finding the same great results.
We'll continue to follow the effort. Thanks for sharing it with our listeners.
Thank you very much.